As you move along the trail further into the forest, notice the transition from one forest type to another. The trail begins as a deciduous forest and soon brings you to a hemlock grove. A hemlock-dominated forest community has unique characteristics. It provides dense shade and a cooler microclimate, which favors a different suite of plants and animals than those found in broadleaf forests. The first bridge and crossing that you come to is the Fly Kill, a small tributary of the Lycia Kill. The Lycia Kill is further on over the ridge. Take a moment to pause here and see if you can spot a frog in the tributary. Each season has its own unique beauty at Lycia Kill. Depending upon the time of your visit, you can enjoy a number of flowering plants, especially along the banks of the stream. Notice the variety of plants found along the banks in contrast to the forest. Some of the more common plants seen here include wild strawberry and sarsaparilla, self-heal, speedwell, fly honeysuckle, jack-in-the-pulpit, and skunk cabbage. We ask that you please remain on the marked trails throughout your visit so that the plants and animals are not disturbed.